I was pleased that we had the opportunity to debate Senate Bill 492, which is a performance funding bill for higher education. It basically puts Missouri in company with about 29 other states that have some type of performance funding for higher ed. What we do is we give the institutions the ability to judge themselves, and then they are judged accordingly, and that is reflected on their budget. The bill says that 90% of new money would be susceptible to performance funding, so we got the discussion going. It's going to be a long and drawn-out process, so we'll probably visit that issue several times over the next few months, but at least we got a start on it this week in the Senate. We talked about this last year. We basically ran out of time. Last year's version was quite a bit different. Last year's version took 10% of existing funds or the core funding into consideration for performance funding. This year does not include anything but new money. And so it's maybe a little bit of a gentler, more softer approach, but I still think it's a step in the right direction that we are rewarding institutions based on their performance. We had a very good hearing in the Senate Education Committee this week. We heard the 7th and 8th bill on the issue of school transfers. My goal is, as the chairman of the Senate Education Committee, is to hear all the bills that have been filed and referred to our committee. And we have one more to go. The more we do that, I think the more the committee has a handle of the situation. And I think what I'd like to do is over the next few weeks is kind of narrow that process down and try to focus on one bill. So that's where we are right now. But we had a very healthy conversation. Senator Paul Lavoda and Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, we heard their bills. And then we should hear one more again next week. There have been 9 bills that have been filed. 5 are identical. And so we heard all 5 of those the first day that we heard transfer bills. And then the bill that I have, Senator Lavoda, Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal, those are all different. And the final one we will hear is by Senator Jamila Nasheed, and hers is different as well. What I have told the committee is I would like to have a fairly narrowly focused bill that deals just with transfers. I think the temptation on the part of some is that we have a large omnibus education bill, and I don't think this is the place for it. I mean, this is an immediate critical need, and we need to solve that without it trying to solve every problem in education, which then could cause some controversy and maybe the bill might not pass. The snow was a huge story this week, and of course it hit the whole state, and many, many, many people were affected by that. Senate went on. Now, we didn't have a lot of guests. We didn't have a lot of company, so it was kind of a lonely place around here at the Capitol, but we still went through most of our hearings, and we were in session like we would in a normal week. I apologize for those who couldn't come to Jefferson City this week, and a lot of groups that traditionally do come, they have postponed their trip. It was a beautiful week as well. The Capitol City, Jefferson City, is a beautiful place when it snows.